AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A final decision is expected soon on a new and easier-to-use coronavirus shot from Johnson & Johnson. The AP's Ben Thomas reports analysis found the single-dose vaccine does protect against the virus.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is considered easier to use than the Pfizer and Moderna shots. Those must be kept frozen, while J&J's can last 3 months in a refrigerator. And it only requires one dose. Food and Drug Administration scientists have confirmed overall it's about 66% effective at preventing moderate to severe COVID-19. Friday, a panel of FDA experts will meet to debate whether the evidence is strong enough to recommend the J&J shot for use. Even if it receives approval, however, it won't boost vaccine supplies much right away. Only a few million doses are expected to be ready for shipping in the first week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden is expected to sign an executive order to review supply chains for things like large-capacity batteries, pharmaceuticals, critical minerals, and semiconductors that power cars, phones, military equipment, and other goods. The country has become increasingly reliant on these products, which could be security and economic risks. A long recovery could be ahead for Tiger Woods. The golfer was seriously injured in a crash in Southern California. Doctors say it was open fractures through the leg, meaning the skin was broken. Deputy Carlos Gonzalez is with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
He seemed calm. He didn't seem like he was in distress. And he was able to kind of talk to me a little bit.
He was on NBC's Today Show. No charges were filed, and police said there was no evidence Tiger Woods was impaired. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering his country's top counterintelligence agency to redouble efforts to address what he described as Western attempts to destabilize Russia. Putin mentioned foreign powers, but did not name any. This is AP News. Two cities have been hard hit by the coronavirus, Central Falls, Rhode Island, and Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Anybody who lives or works in the city of Central Falls is a priority.
Mayor Maria Rivera says they had a plan to vaccinate the elderly first, then 65 and older, later 50 and older, now anyone 18 and older. Eugenio Fernandez is Central Falls vaccine administrator.
We had two things in mind. We wanted to vaccinate everyone efficiently, so that as many people as possible, and safely.
It's a different vaccination story in Massachusetts.
We are leaving residents in Chelsea behind.
Civil rights lawyer Yvonne Espinoza Madrigal says the vaccine plan doesn't consider Black and Latino residents.
We're relying primarily in centralized, state-run, massive vaccination sites. Many of these sites are far from Chelsea. They're inaccessible to the community.
The governor of Massachusetts says he'll target hard-hit communities. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.